I have dominion. Let us rest on our faith this morning and lift up our two hands to heaven and begin to give him praise and give him adoration for his love, for his faithfulness, for his mercy. Give him praise this morning. It is habit. It demands it from you, from me, from us this morning. Let us give him praise from the depth of our heart and with a grateful heart. Bless the Lord, all our soul, and let everything that is within us bless his holy name this early hour. Are you thanking him this morning? Give him praise. He deserves it. For all of the answers to our prayers, we pray unto him. He hearkened unto us, and he gave us the desire of our hearts as a church, as individual, as a family. Let us return to him this morning with a heart full of gratitude. Let your voice be heard from heaven this morning. Don't mutter this thanksgiving. Say it clearly to him. Say it clear to him. Say it clear to him. For the help you have enjoyed from him from beginning of the year till now, he has been God. He has been God. Are you now thanking him this morning? Celebrate him. Give him praise. Give him praise. You have been enjoying his manifest presence. We have been enjoying his grace. We have been enjoying his mercy. Therefore, this morning, let us thank him. Let us give him praise for the strength we have enjoyed. Let's celebrate him for the revelation of his word we have enjoyed. Let's give him praise for the secret he has unveiled unto us from his word that has made our path to be dwelt fatness. Are you thanking him this morning? Are you giving him praise this morning? He has crowned the year with goodness and with mercy for everyone. Are you giving him praise this morning? He has never allowed the word of his servant to fall to the ground in our life. His word has resulted to proofs in everyone's life, even as a commission. Give him praise this morning. Now ask God this morning, Father, I thank you this day because you have come in again this morning to show me the path that I need to know. You have come in again this morning to show to me what I need to do again for this year, for the remaining package, for the year to be delivered. Therefore, this morning, thank him for it. When you thank him, he will make it to come speedily. Give him praise again this morning. Father, this early hour, as I have come again, you have not called the seed of Jacob to seek in vain. I thank you because my coming this morning shall not be in vain. Wave your hands to him. Father, we thank you. For in Jesus' name, we are praying. Please put some of Jesus as a welcome to the priest.
Jehovah, you are. celebrate, my God. Let us burn up a race and this glory the set. I will celebrate, my God. Will you celebrate,
celebrate
your God?
Give the Lord a big hand and please be seated. I have dominion. We'll be rising up shortly to commence our intercession by praying, saying, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. Our amen can be louder. John 6:44. No man can come unto me except the one that my Father, which has sent me, draw him. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we take this prayer from the depth of our hearts, saying, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. Is somebody thanking him this morning? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Our Father, our God, we have come this morning to thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. Is the Lord hearing your voice of appreciation this morning? Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. Someone is thanking him from the depth of his heart. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. If we have seen any growth in this church, It is because of your mighty hand, your outstretched hand, that has been behind the continuous growth of this church till date. That's why this morning we have come with a heart of gratitude, appreciating you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till date. Father, thank you. Is somebody thanking God this morning? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of gratitude. Our Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till day. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. That has been a story. You are the one behind the continuous growth of this church till date. That's why this morning we have come with a heart of gratitude, appreciating you, thanking you for your mighty hand, your outstretched hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. No man can come unto you except the one you drew by your hand. Every growth we have seen is because of your majestic hand, your mighty hand, your outstretched hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church today. Is somebody still thanking him? Let thanksgiving come from your heart this morning. Every form of multiplication, every form of increase, every form of addition we have seen is because of the majestic hand, the mighty hand of God that is behind the continuous growth of this church. Let's thank him together this morning. Thank him loudly, thank him boldly. Our Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till death. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is behind the continuous growth of this church till death. You can thank him in understanding, and you can equally thank him in the language of the Holy Ghost. Le kosande to satia lo potoria de ge ezoziade ampo sandia do gaba. Gezona tealo e bozoziale prade gelo sande alo sande kotolia nekada le shato rodoshendia rodoziala bradia lo zalaba. Is the Lord still hearing your voice of thanksgiving this morning? Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Father, thank you. Ne to shande alo ziala e bozozia to sante to sea bozo le pozia. Now lift up your hands, appreciate him again. Give him glory, give him honor. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Please be seated and give the Lord a big hand of praise.
I have dominion. In a moment, we shall rise on our feet to pray. And this time, we're saying, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree hitch-free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow, Sunday. Psalm 105, reading from verse 13 to verse 15. The scripture says, and God's people went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Please rise on your feet this morning with that assurance of scriptures. Let's lift up our voices, saying, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree hitch-free movement for every worshiper in and out of church tomorrow. Lift up your voice and let's together pray this prayer with faith in our hearts, decreeing in the name of Jesus and by the blood, we decree hitch-free movement for every worshiper in and out of church tomorrow, Sunday. Lift up your voice, engage your faith this morning. Engage your faith this morning. Father, we decree by the blood, let there be hitch-free movement for every worshiper tomorrow. Let the coming and the going, let it be smooth. We decree by the blood of Jesus, there shall be no hitches on the way. There shall be no barriers on the part of the people, no obstacle on the part of God's people.
Lift up your voice. Let's engage the power of the blood of Jesus against every gang up of the wicked. As we decree, each free movement, the coming and the going for the people shall be smooth. There shall be no obstacle on the path. Lift up your voice. Ensure you are praying and engaging your heart in this intercession. Father, we decree this morning concerning the service of tomorrow, we decree each free movement for God's people in and out. We decree by the authority of the blood of Jesus, as the people come from all around Lagos, from all around Ota, we decree smooth movement. There shall be no obstacles. There shall be no barriers on the part of God's people. Someone lift up your voice and make this decree with confidence in your heart, with boldness of faith. Remember, you shall decree a thing, it shall be established. Let's together decree this morning, each free movement, each free movement, nothing stands on the path of God's people as they come in and out of the service of tomorrow. We decree thoroughfare for the movement of the people. We decree each free movement. Every plan and counsel of the wicked is brought to naught now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Engage your heart in this intercession. Engage your faith in this intercession as we decree by the blood. Each free movement in and out of the services, in and out of church tomorrow, someone is praying. Someone is engaging your faith, engaging boldness and confidence in the word of God, that as God's people come tomorrow, there shall be no barriers. There shall be no obstacles. It shall be thoroughfare. The movement shall be smooth. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we decree every plan of the wicked is brought to naught. Lift up your voice. Engage in this next few seconds as we push this line of prayer and engage the mystery of the blood. There shall be no standing of evil on the part of God's people as they come to service tomorrow. Smooth movement in and out. Free movement in and out. No hitches, no barriers, no demonic holdups. The coming and the going of the people shall be hit free, shall be smooth, shall be hit free, shall be smooth. By the blood of Jesus, that is our decree this morning. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your holy name. Wave your hands if you believe that prayer has been answered. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please celebrate Jesus with a big clap as you may be seated.
I have dominion. We shall yet rise with this prayer line. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow, Sunday. Acts chapter 2:2-6, paraphrase. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. And when this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together. Let's rise this morning and pray in the light of these scriptures. Our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow, Sunday. In the name of Jesus, we are praying to God, asking that by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, multitudes, record-breaking multitudes, be compelled to gather into this church tomorrow, Sunday. Lift your voice and pray this morning a prayer that must be answered. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, and by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow, Sunday. In all our services, our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking, territory-taking, city-routing multitudes into this church tomorrow, Sunday. Cause them to come from far and near. Cause them to come by all means and without fail. By the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, rushing, record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Lift your voice and pray, placing a demand on the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost. He has not changed. He's still rushing in multitudes today, as in the day of Acts. Our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Let them come without fail. Cause them to rush in by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost. Convince them, compel them, draw them and drive them in. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, and by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Is somebody praying this morning? Ensure that your voice is heard in heaven. Reach out to God with faith in your heart. Our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Reach out to them wherever they are. Compel them to come in their groups, in their numbers, as couples, as families. Lord, rush them in the name of Jesus Christ. By the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes. Let them come like never before in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them appear and abide in this church tomorrow by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost. Are you praying a prayer that God is answering already? Reach out to God with confidence of heart. Pray this morning with everything within you. Our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. By the wind of the Holy Ghost, guide them and drive them, direct them, and let them gather in this church tomorrow Sunday without fail and by all means, without fail and by all means, in the name of Jesus. Just like the days of the quails, let the wind of life blow them from wherever their location is into your presence here tomorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Lift up your voice as we pray in the Holy Ghost right now. You can also pray your understanding, ensuring that your faith is on the line. Abontenia la tante na lontam pantene ezizara tanora asharo pandia la bantona arokuba baliali iliala gababarano rozuza matoniala akubamani eliara bantona Shante, Elozozo, Tamane Lianda, Abomponte Alante, Elialo Bontondo Zantanina, Abruala Bantana, Wabam Baradoshada, Eleco Pontenelia Dadama, Abontoronto Zambrania Lata, El Rodosha, Mabusasianda Latanto, Orocompande, Eriada Zan Santanana. Now lift up your voice, lift up your hand, commence appreciation to God. Celebrate Him as we receive the answers. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated in God's presence.
I have dominion. In a moment we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes. Can I hear the loudest amen? Job chapter 37 and verse 22 says, fair weather cometh from the north, and with God is terrible majesty. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitude. Lift up your voice as you pray, a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Father, we come against all interferences of weather. We come against the cloud releasing rain. We come against scorching heat. We come against contrary winds. And we ask, O Lord, that both before, during, and after the services tomorrow, the weather shall be fair weather, resulting in the influx of record-breaking
multitude. Lift up your voice as you pray. Speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, we come against all interferences of weather. Father, we come against all interferences of rain, all interferences of scorching heat, all interferences of contrary wind before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitude. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow. Before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday. Before, during, and after our services tomorrow, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitude. Lift up your voice on high. Speak to the Lord. Father, we come against all interferences of the weather. Father Lord, the weather shall not interfere with the services. The weather shall not interfere with the services. The rain shall not be falling. Father Lord, we decree the sun shall not be scorching. The wind shall not be contrary. Rather, in all our services tomorrow, the weather shall be conducive, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes upon this mountain. Lift up your voice as we pray. Lift up your voice. Let your voice be heard on high. Father, my Father, and my God, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking, unprecedented multitudes gathering on this mountain. Father, we come against all interferences. Lift up your voice. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice be lifted up on high. Lede brokos kamibere kotondorobu. Lembreke sepayo. Lagigerere. Mazeketere. Mandagaya. Reketetete. Lendegeze. Lagayegere. Mandalagaya. Shabragazengere. Lababakatere. Shepakatatayana. Lenderere. Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes. Lift up those hands, appreciate God, give Him thanks for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. Yet again, we'll rise up and pray, and we'll say, Father, gather record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for their desired turnaround. 2 Corinthians 3, 18, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voice to pray. Father, gather record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for their desired turnaround. Lift up your voice as you pray this morning. Father, gather record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for their desired turnaround. Father, gather record-breaking multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the desired
Turn around. Lift up your voice as you pray this morning. Father, gather record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for their desired turnaround. Father, gather record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for their desired turnaround. Lift up your voice and pray, saying, Father, gather record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for their desired turnaround. Is someone lifting up his voice? Lift up your voice and pray unto Jesus this morning. Father, gather record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow, Sunday. In all the services, record-breaking multitude. In all the services, record-breaking multitudes. Granting every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for their desired turnaround. Father, gather record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for their desired turnaround. Father, gather record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for their desired turnaround. Lift up your voice. Pray fervently this morning. Father, gather record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for desired turnaround. Is someone lifting up his voice? Lift up your voice. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. But ensure your heart is engaged. Father, gather record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for their desired turnaround. Le cobra dia shakada bralia, rando prelo suza, ato preliko baliada, mare suzeke to brelia, raka to prelo tuzia, maro soko to brelia, rakate prodosi kaliada, maro soso keli balia, rakata baliada ba. Le cobre dobosa, rakoshe kalia moria, reko suze kalia, maro soze kopreli daba, rozu zeke brolia daba, rande kobalia duza, reko tu zeke le brodia, rando prelu seka balia daba, maro suze ke debre, le kobala du zeke debrelia, mako suze debre, le kobralia. Lift up your hands, give God thanks. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise as we are seated.
I have dominion. This morning is time for personal supplication. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto the Lord. The next 5 minutes as you pray this morning, with thanksgiving, make your request known and he will hearken to your voice. Please rise as we go before him. Rise on your feet and begin to give him thanks some more. If you can, you can thank him in the spirit. Let him hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Nesu saprani keto shakapaya. Lero suprante sopragedia nedike shamba lagata. Zelia panto sheprande kretiusu sekrefetia. Nero sketeni blata bashante prakatus ketidia bala. Father, thank you for hearing this morning. Receive all the glory. Receive all the praise. Thank you and thank you, my Father. Blessed be your holy name. To you be all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a bigger hand. Please take your seat.
I have dominion. It is testimony time. Put your hands together for Jesus. As you listen to the following documented testimonies, you shall be blessed. Number one, Shiloh 2019, I have broken limits. I have been trusting God for a good job for 6 years now. This was a tough challenge that followed me from my country, Cameroon, to the USA. At this point, everyone thought nothing good could come out of me. I had gone for countless interviews, but always a denial. But miraculously, for a job I did not apply for, I was called for an interview on the first day of Shiloh, and on the third day, I received a call for the job offer. Put your hands together for Jesus. The salary for this job is one I would have never in my widest imagination thought of. Plus, it's a job with the USA government for someone like me, still expecting my green card. This is not ordinary. God has embarrassed me with this testimony. I stand in awe of him. He is faithful and true. Forever will be grateful and thankful. The testifier is Ejank Nadia. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Number two, healed of ovarian cyst and restoration of menstrual cycle via encounter at Shiloh. For 5 months, my menstrual cycle ceased. I was diagnosed with ovarian cyst and my stomach protruded as if I was pregnant. However, I came for Shiloh 2019 and believed God for a breakthrough. On the third day, Bishop David Oyedepo asked us to write down 3 things we wanted God to do for us. I did, and that was top on my list. Thereafter, I had excruciating pain in my abdomen like that of labor pain, and I could not sleep. I felt pressed and went to the toilet. Lo and behold, the cyst came out through my passage. Put your hands together for Jesus. Immediately, my menstrual cycle began to flow. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Temi Taiwo. Shall we please rise onto our feet this morning? Give the Lord the greatest clap of praise.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give thanks unto God this morning? From the depth of our hearts, give him the praise, the glory, the honor, the adoration. Make sure your voice of gratitude is heard on high this morning. As you celebrate him, he's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. All the adoration belongs unto him. Let your voice of thanksgiving be heard on high, thanking him for the testimonies we have heard because they are his doings. And they are marvelous in our eyes. Will you give quality thanks unto him? Will you give praise unto his name? Will you celebrate his faithfulness? He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. God in our midst indeed has been mighty. He has been saving, delivering, and setting free. The evidences are in the testimonies that we have heard. These are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let your voice of gratitude be heard on high as you celebrate the faithfulness of God. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. We glorify you and we honor you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank him also for the answers to your prayers, that we have not prayed in vain, but that we have called upon him and he has heard us. Not only has he heard, but he has answered our prayers. Give him the glory, give him the honor, give the adoration unto him. Celebrate his faithfulness. Our Father, we say thank you, and we bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, I'm before you today for a word from heaven. The scripture said they gathered early in the morning for to hear him. Lord, I've come to hear directly from you. Speak to me this morning. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, we have come today to give you the praise and to give you all the glory. Thank you for the answers you have given to us on the altar of prayer and for the testimonies that we have heard today. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. And for it, Lord, we give you all the praise. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you. We ask that you speak to us this morning. By your word, let every one of us be changed and transformed. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. I have dominion. Our line of exhortation has been rejoice, and again I say rejoice. And this has been taken from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. When we look at this scripture, we come to recognize that God has made it clear his expectation concerning us. And that is that when it comes to the subject of joy, our joy is not to be seasonal, but to be continuous. We're expected to live in joy at every point in time. And that is why he used the word rejoice. The prefix re, among other things, refers to repeat, renew, or to respond. When it says we are to rejoice, it means that we must keep joy repeatedly. When it says we are to rejoice, it means we are to keep joy renewed. And when it says rejoice, it says we are to keep joy as our response to all matters. That's why you find a man like Paul saying, I glory even in tribulation. That's why you find the scripture telling us, in everything, give thanks. That's why we are told continuously at every point in time that we are to give thanks for everything. In other words, joy is to be our permanent response. Joy is to be kept continuously renewed. And joy is to be kept on repeat in our lives. That means that when it comes to God's expectation, there is no day that is not a joyful day. That is why he said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. There is no date that is not a date for rejoicing. Every day, God gives us new mercies. And for those new mercies, we must continuously rejoice and celebrate him. The Bible says of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, his compassions fail not. It says they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Lamentations 3 verse 22 and verse 23. God's faithfulness never fails. It is continuous. And that is why man's joy must never fail. It must be continuous. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13, the Bible tells us there, it says that he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. It means that every day God remains faithful. You wake up in the morning, he's faithful. In the night you go to bed, he's faithful. And it is that faithfulness that gives us confidence. And that is why we must ensure that joy remains at every point in time, our response in every matter in which we find ourselves. Now we've tried all through this week to try to explore the reasons why we must rejoice always. What is it that should keep our joy continuously renewed, to keep our joy on repeat, And what is it that must keep our joy as a response to all matters of life? Must understand, first of all, that when Jesus opens the door, no devil can shut it. That's why we keep our joy continuously renewed. We keep it as a response and we keep it on repeat. Because when Jesus opens the door, no one can shut it. Revelation 3, verse 7 and verse 8. This is what the scripture tells us there. Revelation 3, verse 7 and verse 8. It said, the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy and he that is true. He that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth. And shutteth and no man openeth. Look at verse 8. He said, I know thy works, and behold, I have set before thee what? An open door, and no man can shut it. I'm the one holding the key, and I've set before you an open door, and there is no man that can shut it. I am the one that has the capacity to open it, and I have opened it on your behalf, and there is no one that can shut it. Psalm 24, verse 7 down to verse 10. The Bible says, lift up your head, O ye gates. Lift up your head, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. When you talk about everlasting doors, you are talking about doors that are expected to have been shut permanently. But he says, I have come, and that door has been opened on your behalf. That's why we rejoice. Because it means that the things that have been happening generationally are not permitted to become your portion. No matter what evils may have taken place, everlasting doors that seem to have been closed on the behalf of generations before you. He said, now that your own turn has come, I have set before you an open door. So my case is not like their case. That's what God is saying concerning you. He's saying that no matter what happened in the past, your own case is ordained to be different. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Somebody believe it, say the loudest, amen. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, so that we have a perspective of the God who has opened this door on our behalf. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will make a way in the wilderness and I will make rivers in the desert. In other words, where there is no way, I will make a way there. I will open impossible doors on your behalf. Shout hallelujah. And it says, in case you don't understand what I'm saying, it says, right inside the desert, what is the one thing that is lacking in desert? Can somebody tell me what is it that lacks in desert? Is it not water? Did he say, I will give you water in the desert? No, he said, I will make rivers. In other words, I will oversupply what should be absent in the midst of the desert because I've opened to you a door that no one can shut. The meaning of that is that the environmental condition is not expected to be your portion. God says that for you as an individual, I will open the door, the kind that no one can shut. Did you hear the testimony that was read this morning? That individual said that this challenge has followed down from a nation in Cameroon all the way to the United States. No way to get a desirable job. But on the first day of Shiloh, the job she did not apply for. Did you not hear? She said she have applied all manner, called for all kinds of interviews, but rejected from all that she applied for. And now the one that she did not apply for, she was called for on the first day of Shiloh. And then by the third day of Shiloh, she was given her offer letter, the kind of offer that she could not imagine, the kind of offer that embarrassed her. Did you not hear what she said, that God embarrassed her with a testimony? That is the kind that she's afraid to share with other people, to say, this is what God did for me, because nobody expected anything to come out of her. But they said concerning Jesus that what good can come out of Nazareth? And look at what God made out of him. I'd like you to know, therefore, the reason for which we rejoice is the fact that there is a door open.
That door, no matter the conspiracy of hell, it cannot be shut. The door is open on your behalf, and it means you are walking into it. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. But we must understand that this provision of God can only be manifested by our joy and rejoicing. God, Jesus has the key. Jesus opens the door and the devil cannot shut it. But we must understand that that door responds to our joy and rejoicing. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 30, we know the story. Paul and Silas were locked in prison. They were locked in that condition. They were locked in that situation. And the Bible said they prayed and they gave and they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was an earthquake. And immediately all the bands of every individual was loose and everyone's prison door was open. You see, what was happening physically was a manifestation of something that was happening spiritually. How do I know? If you read it all the way to the conclusion, the Bible says they took them out of the prison, they went to the jailer's house, and there they were washed, they were taken care of, and by the morning, a word came, let those men go. It was not just a physical earthquake, there was a spiritual response. And that response was to their praise, their thanksgiving, and their rejoicing. In the midst of their situation, they were giving thanks, and the prison door could not keep them locked. It means that there is no door that will remain locked if our gratitude, our thanksgiving, our joy can be maintained. Shout hallelujah. Do you not know that even the grave could not remain locked because Jesus kept seeing joy ahead? For the joy that was ahead of him, the Bible says, he endured the cross. He despised the shame and now he's seated. He could not remain buried. Now he's seated at the right hand of God. So the moment our joy is sustained, our condition must change. The moment our joy is sustained, our condition must change. Isaiah 54 verse 1 to 3. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bring forth. Break forth into singing, thou that didst not travail with child. He said, for more are the children of the desolate than the married wife. He said, enlarge the place of your habitation. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your sticks, because you will break forth on the right hand and on the left. In other words, if you can sustain your joy, no matter what is happening around you, God is saying that there will naturally be a change of story. I see that becoming somebody's experience here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we conclude, we must understand that joy and rejoicing secures our tomorrow. It secures our tomorrow. What will become of you tomorrow is determined by the joy of today. The man who cannot rejoice today is a man who cannot see tomorrow. He has no vision of the future. Anyone that can look ahead rejoices ahead. The Bible said concerning Abraham, he said, Abraham, Jesus was speaking, he said, your father Abraham saw my day and he rejoiced. He saw something ahead and he rejoiced. If you can see the future, you will rejoice in the present. The man who cannot rejoice in the present is one who is blind to the future. Remember what we said earlier concerning Jesus in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 2 in particular, he said, who for the joy that was ahead of him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and now he's seated at the right hand of God on high. He was clear about the future. Therefore, he could maintain his joy in the present. Shout hallelujah. I say, shout hallelujah. So we must understand the power of that capacity to see ahead. If you can really see ahead, you will rejoice ahead. And it is that joy in the present that gives you security for the future. Shout hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 and 48. It says there, it said, because you did not, it says that because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, he said, therefore you will serve your enemies. You didn't celebrate him today, so you become a captive tomorrow. That will not be any one of our portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What God is saying to you and to me, therefore, is that let joy remain your permanent attitude. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1 and verse 8, we are told there very clearly, it says that although we do not see him, he said, yet. 1 Peter 1, verse 8. He said, in whom you, though we see him not yet believing, we rejoice with joy unspeakable that is full of glory. Nobody should ever be asking you what is wrong. Everyone who sees you should be asking you what is happening. Why are you smiling? Why are you rejoicing? That should be the response of everyone that sees you. Not what is happening. He said, I hope there is no problem. I hope there is no challenge. Why are you frowning? Why is your head on your shoulder? Then they start asking you for every member of your family one by one, asking you about your children. The reason they're asking you that detailed question is because your face is showing detail of a problem somewhere. But you and I must maintain the joy that makes people say, what's going on? Did something happen? Is there a breakthrough somewhere? Is there a testimony? And you can tell them there is something you can't see yet. But I'm telling you, when you see it, you will rejoice with me. Shout hallelujah. That will be somebody's experience here in the name of Jesus. Rise on your feet, lift your hand before the Lord. Lord, I receive grace to maintain a lifestyle of joy, to rejoice always, to rejoice at all time, to rejoice in response to every matter, every situation. I receive that grace this morning. Lift your voice and take hold of that grace from the depth of your heart. Take hold of that grace from the depth of your heart. Lord, I receive that grace this morning to rejoice always, to rejoice in all things, to rejoice at all times. I receive it this morning. I receive it this morning. I receive it this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. We are going to pray this morning, and we are going to pray for everyone that may have traveled and those who are traveling, who are part of this winner's family. No mishap, no accident, no evil tidings for anyone. Everyone's journey on road, by air, on sea, no matter the mode of transportation, no evil is permitted. Will you lift your voice and pray that prayer? In the name of Jesus, no evil for anyone traveling. We clear the way of everyone armed bandit, every kidnapper. We strike them down. We decree thoroughfare for every individual. Moving into any location, no mishap is permitted. No breakdown of vehicles. No breakdown of boats. No malfunction in the air. Every mode of transportation is declared safe, on rail, on road, in the air, on the sea, no matter the mode of transportation. Everyone goes in peace, returns with testimonies. No near misses in the name of Jesus. The roads are cleared of all evils. The roads are cleared of all evils. The pathways are cleared of all evils in the name of Jesus. Anywhere anyone is going, they go in peace. They arrive in joy. No one meets any evil tidings. No one lives to see any evil tidings. Upon arrival, each one arrives with testimonies of the goodness of God. In the name of Jesus, no mishap in Jesus' precious name. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. All through this festive season, there shall be no evil report. Every individual in their going, in their coming, the safety of God is their portion. In the name of Jesus. For anyone that is traveling, as they arrive, they meet everyone upon arrival in peace. Upon their return, they meet everything and everyone in peace. In the name of Jesus. No accidents, no mishaps, no breakdown in health. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. Be reminded, as has been announced in the course of the week, that tomorrow we have three services. For the services tomorrow, due to the travels of many of us who have already gone and some who are on their way. Praise the Lord. And also be reminded, as was announced earlier, we have the Yoruba Church taking place here at the Youth Chapel for each of the Sunday services. And that continues in our services tomorrow. So take advantage of it and let everyone you know who needs to be there be well informed. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Speak to your day right now. The day is loaded with benefits and with blessings. The day is declared blessed, loaded on my behalf. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness, mercy shall follow me, us, all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed.